Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Greetings, everyone. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Well, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, I thank you and I praise you. I give you all the glory that is due your name. Now, Father God, I decrease in order that you may increase within me. Father God, I pray that you will have thine own way, O God. Heal, deliver, and set the captive free in the mighty name of Jesus. And we will give you all the glory and honor, which is due your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on today, I want you to turn them to Romans, the 8th chapter and the 13th verse. That's Romans 8 and 13. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And your title for today is Overthrow the Dictator. Scripture tells us the flesh, our carnal nature, wants to be our dictator. The flesh wants to control our life. A dictator tells you what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. You just follow what they say. When you are stuck in traffic, your flesh will tell you to get upset and you respond. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. You do. The flesh tells you your life is going nowhere. Why should I even begin this new project? Because it's not going nowhere. You go ahead and you be depressed, feeling like you're not going anywhere. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Your flesh dictates how you feel. Your flesh dictates how your life will end up. Your flesh will tell you how to react. And your flesh will allow you to be offended, realizing, oh my God, today, that it is the enemy that is working behind or through the person or the thing that has offended you. And you are so quickly to give up. And you are so quickly to throw in the towel. I recently went through a situation. Something was said by a person, and it really offended me. Instead of me going to the person and letting them know how I felt, I literally gave up something I was doing for the Lord, in which it was one of my passions, because I allowed my flesh to dictate how I felt and pushed me out of the will of God. But when I prayed, God said, the enemy came in and moved you where I placed you. He said, shake yourself. And if they never apologize, you do what I have called you to do. That moment, people of God, the flesh dictated how I responded to the situation. Instead of allowing the Spirit to take control. You see, once that we are born again, and once we have given our life over to Christ, we are no longer our own. We are searching for the Spirit of God, in which we don't have to search for the Spirit of God, because the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is a gift that God will also freely give you. So people of God, what does it mean to commit to the Lord, whatever you do? Truly committing ourselves, our lives, everything we think about, everything we go to do, we have to truly commit it to God. It means We have to step back from what we think we want and to honestly allow God to do what he needs to do within us. It means we have to take our failures, our successes, our plans, and our questions to God in prayer every single day. Not just when we get into trouble, but every single day. So what does control by the Spirit mean? Because if you are led by the Spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of this dirty old flesh. And people, God, it's sad to say, some people today are functioning in the flesh, and not even functioning in the Spirit of the Lord. That's why we get messed up, and when we speak, we mess up somebody else, because why? Your flesh is speaking and not the Spirit. Come on here, somebody. Come on here. We got to realize we can't do nothing in this flesh. If we are children of God, everything has to be done by the Spirit of the Lord. Oh, come on here, somebody. This is tight, but it's right. Because we should get to the point to where you should get tired of functioning in your flesh and what you are saying and what you are doing for the Lord is not going nowhere because you are functioning in the flesh. So what does control by the Spirit mean? If we are controlled by the flesh, that means we are trying to live by our own strength, under our own direction. People of God, every day we need to ask the Spirit to fill us and to direct us. Every time I get into the presence of the Lord, I come before God. I say, God, refill me with your Holy Spirit. Refill me every time I come in your presence. Refill me, refill me. Life in the Spirit means that the Holy Spirit accomplishes what and those things we cannot do ourselves. So what are the results of the Holy Spirit? Ultimately, the effect of the Holy Spirit is to take all that God has given us, our gifts, experiences, our knowledge, the passions that we have, and set them to work. We cannot do it, but the Spirit can do it. Have you ever heard a person sing, but there is no anointing on it? Because that means the Spirit is not on it. So then, therefore, it is not being effective because the Spirit is not moving. The Spirit is not in what they're doing because they're only doing it from the flesh. That's why it's not going to work. The flesh stinks in the nostrils of God. Yes, it does. Also, the Holy Spirit set them to work. Your gifts, the Holy Spirit works your gifts. That's why every gift you have, I don't care what it is, whether it's singing in the choir, you are playing on a keyboard, whatever you are doing, you are preaching, you are to give your gifts back to God so God can use them through you for his glory. Come on here, somebody. Because everything we do, it is for the glory of God. It is not for us. We are vessels being used by God. And it is to bring the glory in the church and the world. Apart from him, our best years yields but little, yet with him, our little yields so much. If we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Sad to say, just like the Holy Spirit just said, many people are controlled by the flesh and not the Spirit. People of God, it's time to dethrone the dictator from telling you how to feel. what to do and leading you down the wrong path, let me warn you that it will not give up easily. It will not want to let you go easily. Because when you don't give it what it wants, it will fight you. The flesh and the spirit wars against one another. Yes, it does. That's why you got to keep praying. That's why you got to pray day and night. That's why you got to fast. That's why you got to read your word. Because the flesh and the spirit wars against one another. Come on. Hear somebody. You have to be determined to put your foot down and say, you can't rule my life. I'm taking you off the throne. Ha, maradiobosite. Ooh, ha, yaradiobosite. From now on, I'm going to be ruled by the power of the Spirit. Many people don't want to seek the Holy Spirit or receive the Holy Spirit because that means you are no longer in control of you. You are being led by the Spirit. You walk in the Spirit. You get up and say, good morning, Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will even check you how you dress. The Holy Spirit will also let you know when you have offended somebody. The Holy Spirit will also let you know how, when you are moving wrong and when you are walking wrong. And the Holy Spirit will also let you know when you are in a place you are not supposed to be in. And it will also allow you to watch what comes out your mouth. When we got more cursing saints and say, oh, I didn't mean it. No, brother, no, sister. That cursing demon has been in your spirit for years. When the Holy Spirit comes in with fire, it wants to burn it out, but you're not even allowing it to. People do not want to give up anything. That's why the Holy Spirit will not come up on you or will not come in you because you do not want to give up your mess. You don't want to give up your flesh. It is either holiness or hell. Because the Bible say, choose ye this day whom you going to serve. You can't serve them both. Because that's what the Holy Spirit does. It come inside and it cleans you up. It take all of the impurities. Because if we don't stay in the face of God, this flesh is strong. And I can tell when a person is speaking from the spirit and when they're not speaking from the spirit. That is one of the gifts, huh, that God has given me. I have a strong sense of discernment. That I can tell whether or not you are being used by the Spirit or you are being used by the enemy. Come on here, somebody. That's what God wants to get us. Huh? Let us pray. Father God, I thank you that one of the fruits of the Spirit working in us is the power of self-control. Thank you that we don't have to be a slave to feelings that have tried to control us for years. We thank you that we are no longer a slave to the dictators. For as of today, we have dethroned them in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Whew, thank you, Lord. I want you to go to my website. I have written a sequel, a novel. Change Begins with a Whisper. And the sequel is, As Change Happens, Everything Begins to Unfold. This is about a young lady that was molested, abused by the church, rejected and everything else. But when she accepted Jesus as her Lord and Savior, change began to happen and she had walked into her destiny. Go to my website and purchase the books. Until we meet again, be blessed. I love you.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164 or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com.